This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For investors and for media consumers as well, waiting for an honest-to-goodness Apple TV streaming service has been not unlike waiting for Godot, often promised, never delivered. But, says Bloomberg, the wait will soon be over. Apple TV Plus is going to launch in November, is the Bloomberg report, $9.99 a month. Apple itself hasn't said much about the service since saying back in April that it was going to happen at all, but it does join an ever-growing number of streaming services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Now, I could go on. Anyway, each of which have their own costs, and that makes cutting the cord cheaper maybe, but not cheap. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
A few years ago, Alex Kerr decided she was tired of cable. She was paying for all these channels she never watched, so she cut the cord, literally.
They had stapled wires probably 20 feet along the baseboards of my house. So it was ripping out the wires, trying not to damage the wall. I had to then actually take off time from work to go return the cable box.
It was a hassle. But her cable bill was about $75 a month. And she thought, I'm going to save so much money now. She got Netflix and Hulu, then HBO, because, you know, Game of Thrones, Westworld, then Showtime. Got to watch Billions.
But then it kind of creeps up on you and you start finding other services that you want. And suddenly it's, okay, so I'm spending $40 or $50 a month.
$58, to be exact. She did that calculation for us today.
Yeah, I didn't actually realize that until I did the math. It practically is a cable subscription.
It's getting harder to find all the shows you want to watch on just one or two streaming services. Taylor Cole Miller at the University of Georgia says legacy media companies are pulling their shows off of services like Netflix and Hulu and starting their own.
So if you want to get access to The Office, for instance, you're going to have to subscribe to NBC's new streaming service.
That can add up to more subscriptions and more money. But the cord cutters I talked to today said they still prefer streaming to cable. It allows them to come and go as they please. Zach Hampton is 37 and he lives in Salt Lake City.
I'm a huge Trekkie, and so I subscribe to CBS and I watch Star Trek when it's on. And then when the season ends, I kill the subscription until the next year when it comes on again.
So he can binge watch a show and then get rid of the service at a whim. No cord cutting required. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.